Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu said Turkey will be able to take joint steps with the United States and Syria once the Kurdish YPG militia leaves Syria's Manbij. Michael Brown has that story.
Speaking at a joint news conference with U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, Çavuşoğlu also said Tillerson's visit marked a critical point for the future of the relations between two NATO allies. Tillerson is in Turkey for 2 days of talks described as uncomfortable discussions between the allies, which have seen their ties strained by differences over Syria. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
The troubled 19-year-old man accused of killing 17 people at a Florida school is being held without bond. Nicholas Cruz appeared briefly at a court hearing Thursday to hear the formal charges of 17 counts of premeditated murder. The sheriff said Cruz was armed with an AR-15 rifle, a weapon a relative of one of the victims said should not be accessible to anyone who can buy a gun.
The rifles are made for killing people. It's not for hunting. It's not for anything else. The military should have it, and the police force should have it. Nobody else.
In addition to the 17 people killed Wednesday, the shooting left 15 others hospitalized, some of them in critical condition. Thursday, the U.S. Senate rejected all four immigration proposals the chamber considered during a week of deliberation dedicated to addressing the legal status of young undocumented immigrants who could be at risk for deportation beginning March 5th. U.S. President Donald Trump's plan received the fewest votes of those considered, with just 39 in the 100-member chamber. This is VOA News. The Russian central bank announced that unknown hackers stole $6 million from a Russian bank last year in an attack using the SWIFT international payments messaging system. Penny Dixon has that story.
The disclosure was buried at the bottom of a central bank report on digital thefts in the Russian banking sector. It's the latest in a string of attempted and successful cyber heists using fraudulent wire transfer requests. After the report's publication, a central bank spokesman said hackers had taken control of a computer at a Russian bank and used the SWIFT system to transfer the money to their own accounts. SWIFT has declined to disclose the number of attacks or identify any victims. Penny Dixon, VOA News.
Bronwyn Benito reports that Cambodians will now be constitutionally obligated to defend the motherland and forbidden from insulting the king under a number of new legislative changes that observers say suggest a prolonged assault on civil liberties in the country.
A new lèse majesté law will carry a 1 to 5 year jail term. It's similar to one in Thailand that observers say has been blatantly and systematically misused to silence political dissent. It was passed by Cambodia's National Assembly on Wednesday, along with a suite of vague constitutional amendments, among them a change allowing the permanent removal of voting rights for convicted felons. The Justice Ministry said the new law only applied to insults against the king and not other members of the royal family. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
The Office of the Director of National Intelligence says representatives from U.S. intelligence agencies will meet with state officials Friday and Monday for a classified-level briefing on election security. The briefings come just 2 days after U.S. National Intelligence Chief Dan Coats told Congress the U.S. is under attack by entities using cyber to influence every major action that takes place in the United States.
Persistent and disruptive cyber operations will continue against the United States and our European allies.
The briefings are expected to focus on increasing awareness of the intentions and capabilities of the United States' foreign allies. People in Asia and around the world are celebrating the Lunar New Year with festivals, parades, and temple visits to ask for blessings. This year marks the Year of the Dog, one of the 12 animals in the Chinese astrological chart. People in Beijing celebrated with family feasts and visits to bustling temples. There's been a rare bit of controversy at the Canada versus Denmark women's curling match over what is known as a burned stone. The moment happened in the fifth period of play Friday. A Danish player touched a stone in motion with her broom. That's called a burned stone. Canada's captain elected to remove the stone from play per their rules, but Canada ultimately lost the match. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Best music today.